Lagos State Education Minister Nelson Makoi ordered the arrest of 30 teachers on June 20th after teachers went on strike, demanding they be paid under the current salary structure issued by the National Ministry of General Education. The other teachers were later released, except for the six who were transferred from the Mpanda military barracks to Rumbeke Central Prison. After several calls from the civil society activists and teachers' family members urging Lagos State officials to free the teachers or charge them with an offense, authorities arraigned the teachers in court yesterday. Public prosecutor Michael Wade told the court that the teachers were charged under Section 48, 80, and 86 of South Sudan's Penal Code Act 2008, which criminalizes public disorder. Rumbeke Central County Court presiding judge Michael Lakale released the other five teachers on bail and ordered them to appear in court on August 17th. Defense lawyer David Kaman praised the decision to release the teachers on bail.
Now I'm happy for the decision of the judge because some of them, they were been detained for almost 2 months without justice. Now we have come back to the system and we will follow the court proceedings. One of the teachers has been released without charges. It is obvious that these teachers were arrested without charges.
Kaman says the teachers committed no offense against the Education Ministry or criminal acts by asking their full salary.
There's no case against them. What I know so far, this case has been politicized. It's full of politics. These teachers are not a criminal. They are not rebel.
Daniel Latkon, coordinator of the National NGO Community Empowerment for Progress organization in Lagos State, says the charges labeled against the teachers based on the penal court are contrary to what the teachers have done.
If we look into the case, these charges, they don't even have evidence, because if you look at Section 46 and Section 80 and 86 that were that were charged, they are not there.
Lat assured the teachers that civil society organizations will continue to stand firm behind them. Lat says he looks forward to seeing justice prevail for the teachers.
We are happy that we have a dependent lawyer that is offering pro bono services, of which if this case is delayed, I will also seek the other legal advices from the dependent lawyer on how do we deal with this case, because Rumbeke is not South Sudan and it's not the end of everything. You know, we can seek legal advice and we see how can we go about it such that teachers get their right.
The teachers are expected to return to court on August 17th. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur reporting in Rumbeke, Lagos State.